USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The entire state of Mississippi, as well as parts of Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Tennessee, are all at the greatest risk for severe storms today. Forecasters say 8 million people are affected by this warning. That includes major cities like Memphis, Tennessee, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Montgomery, Alabama. The warnings come after at least 7 people were hurt following a possible tornado touching down in northwest Arkansas.
Cases are ticking up, as we thought they might. But now, thanks to the foundation we've laid, America has the tools to protect people.
President Biden's comments at the White House a short time ago, Biden also unveiling a new government website, COVID.gov, which will allow everybody to get information they seek about the ongoing pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
As refugees continue to flee Ukraine, more and more of them are heading to Poland.
The mass exodus of Ukraine because of Russia's invasion has Poland stepping up to welcome the refugees. Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski tells Fox News Wednesday the humanitarian crisis is getting difficult to handle.
Well, we've welcomed 300,000 refugees, and that's a huge number. That's like 15% of my population in Warsaw. And of course, we are dealing with it. You know, the solidarity of the people has been immense, and the work done by the non-governmental organizations, volunteers, and of course, the services of my city is exemplary, and we are helping as much as we can.
Lance Prime reports. Reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. Oklahoma's Save Women Sports Act is now law. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signing the measure that bans biological boys from playing high school and college sports with girls. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The White House says billions of additional dollars are needed for pandemic services. Communications Director Kate Benningfield referring to it as planning for the future. She noted COVID is unpredictable and says the government shouldn't risk getting caught flat-footed. The Democratic-led House of Representatives held a hearing on Wednesday to discuss moving beyond the coronavirus pandemic. The ranking member of the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis, Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana, says many Americans do not trust the CDC, especially after a change in the record of deaths.
It was recently revealed that the CDC was publishing inaccurate data. An adjustment was made to the CDC COVID data tracker's mortality data on March 15, and it involved the removal of 72,277 deaths, including 416 pediatric deaths.
A popular rock band is canceling their tour after tragedy struck this past weekend.
The band was scheduled to perform at the Grammy Awards taking place in Las Vegas on Sunday, where it's up for 3 awards. Hawkins died in Bogota, Colombia Friday, where the group was expected to perform. An official cause for the 50-year-old's death has not been released. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Emmy-winning director for shows like Roots and Star Trek, Marvin Chomsky, has died at the age of 92. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.